From Tidbits on December 14th, 2015, this is WatchOS 2.1 Fixes Bugs, Supports 8 More Languages by Adam C. Angst. Apple has released WatchOS 2.1 for all models of the Apple Watch, fixing a few bugs and implementing a number of changes that will make the wearable accessory more attractive to iPhone users in additional Asian, European, and Middle Eastern countries. You can find the 57-megabyte update in the Watch app on your iPhone in My Watch, General, Software Update. To update, the Apple Watch needs to be in range of your iPhone, connected to its charger, and charged to at least 50%. The entire process could take 30 to 45 minutes all told, so make sure you have time. On the language side, the Apple Watch now supports Arabic, Czech, Greek, Hebrew, Hungarian, Malay, Portuguese for Portugal, and Vietnamese as system languages. For those who speak Arabic, you can now switch between Latin and Hindi numbers, and WatchOS 2.1 adds support for Siri and dictation in Arabic. Apple parenthetically specifies Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates for this support for reasons that aren't clear. Does Siri's Arabic support work only in those countries? There's also a new watch face complication for Hebrew and Islamic calendars. Perhaps this is Apple's way of supporting the Middle East peace process. Dictation support is also now available for the other newly added languages, Czech, Greek, Hebrew, Hungarian, Malay, Portuguese, and Vietnamese. The implication from the release notes is that Siri is not supported in these languages, but I can't verify that. In terms of bugs, WatchOS 2.1 resolves problems relating to events failing to update in the calendar complication, the time not showing while in power reserve mode, third-party apps failing to launch, app icons not displaying correctly, and crashes when changing the system language. Finally, WatchOS 2.1 includes a large number of security fixes. I don't have a sense of how vulnerable an Apple Watch is to being hacked, or what the liability of that might be, but the fewer vulnerabilities, the better. If you're a native speaker of one of the newly added languages, WatchOS 2.1 is an important update that's worth getting right away. Or it may be the update you've been waiting for before buying an Apple Watch at all. For those whose language needs are already being met, however, the bugs fixed are sufficiently minor that I recommend waiting for a few days before updating in case the update suffers from any unexpected problems. We haven't seen any issues with it on our watches. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Automatic. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Apple News, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.